One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Here's a feel-good story to start your week. At WWE Payback weekend, just before the one we've just had, there was loads of great action in the ring, but a very special thing occurred outside of it. You may have seen it during the rounds on Twitter. There was a marriage proposal at Payback, and I'm delighted to be joined today by the two that officially got engaged at WWE Payback the other weekend, Jordan and Kayla. How you doing, both?
Hey. We are awesome.
Doing so good.
You sound like you're awesome for good reason as well. For very good reason.
Yes, yes.
Now, I want to get into the proposal and everything, but I'll ask Jordan, how did you and Kayla first meet?
So we met on a dating app, met online. Then, you know, we really hit it off. We did some, you know, FaceTimes, and I went up to meet her, and I fell in love with her the first day I met her.
Kayla, was it the same for you? Was it love at first sight for you too?
Oh, absolutely. And he didn't even know the town I live in existed.
It was really,
what a coincidence. He drove up and he's like, I have no idea this town even existed.
See, that's love when you're driving into the unknown like that.
I just found out, you know, we have so much music taste in common and TV shows. And then when she said she loves wrestling, that she used to watch it growing up, now definitely we built that connection over the wrestling. And we even got her daughter into it now. So, yeah, it's great.
So did you not know when you met that you were both wrestling fans?
I followed like the WWE wrestling when I was a little girl with my father. And then we moved to a different state and I kind of fell out with the wrestling. And then whenever I met him, he's like, who is your favorite wrestler? What did you ask me? You said this person or that person.
No, so like, I said Stone Cold or The Rock.
And I said Triple H.
And I said, yeah, we both love Triple H growing up.
He gave me the option between Stone Cold and The Rock, and I'm like, Triple H. And he's like, no way, that's my favorite.
Oh,
and I'm like,
yeah, Triple H, my guy.
If I could meet him, it would be the highlight of my whole entire life.
It's on our bucket list.
Oh, no, can you remember the first wrestling show that you guys went to as a couple?
Was what was the one in December?
Smackdown. Yeah, we actually went for the first. I went from like 2003 to 2012 on and off, and then I kind of wasn't going for a couple years, and then I started going again in 2018. Extreme Rules was in Pittsburgh, and then you know, me and my brother went to AEW. I got to see my guy CM Punk before he got fired, and you know, we ended up putting SmackDown together this past December. And yeah, it was Kayla's very first live show, and she had a time of her life.
When did you decide that you were going to pop the question at Payback?
So, you know, I was definitely passing it around between our favorite restaurant in my brain. I mean, between my favorite restaurant where we had our first date, you know, I was looking into some wacky ideas like a hot air balloon or skywriting, you know, but then I did have Payback in my mind because, you know, we had the ring and I was ready. We knew that show was coming up. Then incidentally, she's talking to her, one of her really good friends, and her really good friend says to me, hey, Kayla and I are talking about potential proposals, and she thinks that the Payback show would be amazing. And I said, I totally am thinking about it. So
in front of 15,000.
So that's where I was like, I'm totally doing it.
So, Kayla, you were dropping the hint there that it would be Payback. Did you expect in your wildest dreams that it would happen there?
Did you?
I didn't, because I had been low-key the whole day, like, tucking his short pockets. I'm, like, eyeballing his pockets. I'm, like, I'm not seeing anything chunky. We went through the security checkout line. They're not checkout, but whatever, the security line. And I, like, peeked right out of the corner of my eye to see what he was putting up on this. And he didn't know this. I never told him. Now he knows. He knows now. was peeking around the corner of my shoulder to see if he had set a ring box on the table to be checked through. And I was like, I didn't see one. And I'm like, darn it, it's not going to be tonight.
Jordan, how did you get the ring through security?
So that was my thought that, you know, I wasn't getting a ring box through security. So what I did is, you know, I do wear glasses to see farther away when I drive. So I had my regular glasses with me, and I actually had a pair of decoy glasses in the little felt case. So what I did is I put the ring in a little plastic holder, and I put it underneath the glasses and put them in my shorts. So as I'm going through security, it's ringing. I don't think it was the ring. I think it was my belt, honestly. But the guy's like, empty your pockets. And I'm like, well, let me level with you. I got an engagement ring in my pocket. I'm going to ask my girlfriend to marry me here. And he's like, okay, well, just step through. But yeah, I smuggled it in the little glasses case in my pockets and my shorts.
Oh, what a guy. That's great. I'm glad the security guard was on your side on that one. That could have been a very different story if not.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Did you have an idea, Jordan, of when you would propose?
My ultimate idea, my ultimate want was to do it in the middle of the ring. So incidentally, you know, I'm actually mutuals with a few other guys on Twitter, and I messaged a few guys, but unfortunately nobody got back to me. They did view it, but nobody responded to me. Her good friend I mentioned, she actually emailed PPG Paints and WWE directly, but she didn't get a response. So last stitch effort, we were up in section 105. Our seats were awesome. We had a really good view, but you know, we weren't on the floor or anything. So, you know, once we get to our seats, we got our food and drinks, we settled in, you know, I excused myself to the bathroom. So I went ahead out to
get the bathroom.
quote. I went out to guest services and I asked them, and they said, oh, that's above our pay grade. I went down to the floor seats. I asked some ushers and they said, oh, we don't know. We're just ushers. So then I get to this guy in a suit who I don't know if he was usher, security guard or whatever. I actually see the kickoff panel right over there, Booker T and Wade Barrett and the different guys. So I asked the usher in the suit. I said, you know, hey, I have the engagement ring. I want to ask my girlfriend to marry me here. I said, is there any way that we can get in the ring? Is there any way that can happen? And he says, absolutely not. He said, we're on pay-per-view. He said, everything's timed to the minute, the matches, the pyro, everything. He said, unfortunately, no, I can't make that happen. So I said, is there any way I can at least bring her down the floor here and I can ask him on the floor seat section? And he said, yeah. So I went ahead up there and grabbed her and I said, baby, I want to take you down the floor for a minute. And she said, okay.
Oh,
and
I thought.
Yeah, kid, baby, what did you think was going to happen?
I thought that he had somehow gotten our seats upgraded because it was like the pay-per-view and he's being a little sneak because that's what he does. He sneaks around to surprise me all the time. He's a romantic sneak. I was already down there and I'm like running down. He's like, go that way. So I'm like, okay, let's go. So I run and I go down the stairs and he was like, being weird, and I'm like, okay, I don't know. I couldn't go down to the floor right away because I had had a drink in my hand, and the guy refused to let me onto the floor until I emptied my drink into this plastic cup because I don't know why you weren't allowed to have cans. But then, so I'm up there, and I'm like, oh my gosh, my drink is open, so I'm like sloshing my drink around, and nothing's even happened yet, and I'm already screaming.
Did the penny drop at any point before Jordan went down on one knee?
I thought literally that we were just there to be closer. No, I didn't. So I didn't really suspect because I'm like I said, I would keep an eye on this man all day and I did not see a box. So
gotcha. You had a lovely crowd, Kayla, for the big moment. And you had some wonderful applause from the people who were watching it go down. Did you speak to anybody around you after it happened? I can imagine you were very popular in your section.
Yeah, so initially whenever he did propose to me, like I was already a mess anyways, and I like turn around and I fall on my knees so I'm not facing him and I just start crying and I'm like, my makeup's all over and everybody's like, turn around, because I fell on backwards, like just completely out of shock because I had no idea. And then I turn around, he's like, baby, I need you.
Yeah, have you heard in the video, I was like, Kayla, I need you. So I knew
And I turn around and he has there and he's like, and I'm just like crying already. And they're like, he's like, will you marry me? And
I said, baby, will you marry me?
And I'm like, yes. And everybody starts to whistle. I don't even think I say yes. I just shake my head because I'm just like a hot mess.
Yeah.
And I say yes. And everybody's like, yes.
Yes, yes. Daniel Bryan chants.
We head up back the stairs and everyone's high five and a fist bump. And
oh,
they're like,
gosh,
this is
everybody.
Awesome. We got like fist bumps and high fives all the way up. And
it's awesome.
Then we got back to our seats and then we had these two little, two sweet little girls next to us. And she says, congratulations.
It was so cute. But what was really sick is I look at the video or the picture in the video, and it was actually 7:59 when I ended up doing it. And right after she said yes, you know, I'm sure you saw the video. I raised her arm like the wrestling winner. Really love hamming it up. And then actually we didn't get on video, but the opening show pyro went off right afterwards.
Oh, fantastic. That's ever so pleasing.
We even had celebratory fireworks.
We didn't even go back to our seats there because I'm like, I ended up spilling my drink whenever we were leaving because I was like barely walking at that point. I didn't even know which way I was going. I had to ask people which way was which because I didn't know where I was at that point. I felt like I was on the moon. And he stopped buying me another drink, and this, I'm crying, I'm just like sobbing, and this lady's like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm so okay.
But yeah, it all got pulled off. Like I say, you know, definitely if we could have gotten a ring, would have been sick, but besides that, it was perfect. It was beautiful. Everything I wanted. I think everything you wanted.
I think everything I wanted, yeah, definitely.
So after we get back to our seats, you know, we were both pretty revved up, and Kayla's crying for about another hour.
We probably cried for like the entire hour.
Yeah, we pretty much missed most of Becky and Trish, the opening cage match. We just watched it back on Peacock yesterday, though. But yeah, we just had the time of our life. You know, Kayla, some of her favorites are Shinsuke,
Nakamura.
Rhea, So she's just marking out the whole night. LA night, we love. You Cena, obviously. So yeah, it was just amazing.
It was awesome.
Best night of our life.
There was, many would say the main event happened first, i.e. you guys getting engaged.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's incredible.
So what's the plan from here? Is it a long engagement? Are you guys going to, you know, take your time and pick out the venue? Or do you know what's happening and when it's happening?
We have like a move we want to do next year at some point. So we need like, you know, save up for that. And then after that, they'll still give us plenty of time to be able to save up for whatever we decide, wherever we decide to have it at that point in time. But even now, I'm already looking. As soon as he asked me, I was already planning. So
I imagine you may have been planning before that as well, though.
Absolutely. Secretively with my mother, yes. She's been giving me inside tips.
Oh, boy.
My mother really loves him, so we were already looking. I already knew.
I'm so glad that we got together to talk about it. I'm on behalf of us at Cultaholic and the greater wrestling community, congratulations, Jordan and Kayla. Fantastic news. What a great way to do it. My only fear is that next time you go to a wrestling show, how do you top that? You just have to sit and watch the boring wrestling, I suppose.
I'm sure he'll find a way to make any dream I have of mine come true, because he'll top it. He might as well just, we might as well just find the next main wrestling event in Pittsburgh and have our wedding there.
Well, we all know wrestling weddings always go great.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.